This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy Independence Day. It's the 4th of July. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. And we welcome you to a very special edition of the program today. Senator Kevin Cramer in a talk radio town hall coming up for your July 4th listening pleasure. I want to hear those barbecue grills in the background. Now, no fireworks. Save that for tonight, but a little bit later on. So anyway, glad to have you aboard on the program. I am looking forward to being back in the U.S. today after a wonderful vacation in Norway. Had a grand time. I want to thank all those listeners that entrusted us with their travel plans and came along. We had a great time, bonded with all kinds of new friends from about every corner of North Dakota. I mean, they were literally just about everywhere. And so much fun to have them along on the trip and have a grand time. So we do appreciate that very much. As I mentioned, Senator Kevin Cramer coming up here in a little bit. He's been to Norway before, so we'll get his thoughts on Norway and then, of course, talk about some things in the news, including the Grand Forks Air Force Base and a very important distinction that happened recently. We'll tell you about that. It was last week, and much more. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program today. But we appreciate Senator Cramer normally joining us every Friday on the program for a full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. We also do something, about every other month or so called Trooper Talk, where we have North Dakota Highway Patrolmen that join us to answer questions, and we get really good questions from the audience. Different every single time we do it. Always new things, and so we're looking forward to that conversation. That'll be next hour on the program. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at Go Wireline. You call and they go. And if you need wireline services, you need Go Wireline for a number of reasons. One, the experience that they bring. Two, the fact that they're a North Dakota company. So North Dakota's only wireline company. These are locals. These are North Dakotans all the way. And it's a great place to work, too. So go to GoWireline.com/careers if you're interested in going to work for the good folks at Go Wireline, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. So let's get cranked up with that conversation with Senator Kevin Cramer today on the program. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Well, I'm excellent, Scott. Thanks. I'm envious thinking about that Norwegian lifestyle you guys are living over there. But I have to tell you, when Chris and Abel and I were there a couple of years ago with Chris's mom and sister, and one of the things I loved about Norway, and there's many things to love about Norway, but of course there's a bakery around every corner, and in every yes. little town, especially, stop right, get a baked item and a cup of coffee. But here's what drove me crazy as a hard charging, you know, all sun up till sun down American, is that the coffee shops are like closed by mid-afternoon. Much of the retail is closed by mid-afternoon. And of course, the lifestyle is that they don't work themselves to death. But for us Americans, we want a cup of coffee like at midnight. There wasn't one available. And, anyway, it's a very different lifestyle and it's pretty marvelous.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And, you know, I'm looking forward to just spending a little time kind of giving a little download on you know, my thoughts just being here. But it certainly is. As you can see, a lot of the good things and the good people of our part of the United States have come from this country, you know, and others like it. It really is. I mean, they raise a good stock of people. They really do. So it's that part's sure. certainly very good. Well, a lot to cover with you. I wanted to start just a little bit on the Grand Forks Air Force Base because it's kind of a big deal and we don't hear about it a lot. What exactly happened at the Air Force Base on Friday?
Well, it's sort of funny. There were really two celebrations, Scott, and I was just really, really honored to be there and just to be present really in the room with hundreds of our airmen and the leadership from the Air Force. And so there were two celebrations. One was, you know, pretty traditional. Every couple of years, of course, there's a change of command. So, you know, the commander of the base, they generally are 2-year stints. In this case, Ben Spencer, Colonel Ben Spencer, it's his last day. He hands the baton over, not quite literally, but almost literally. The flag basically gets handed over to the next commander, in this case, another colonel that comes in for the first time and takes over. Well, that's all well and good, and that's cool in and of itself. And you get to celebrate, you know, the 2 years of accomplishment under Colonel Spencer. Well, then Colonel Pringle, who's taken over for him, you know, he's just new to the job, although not new to UAV, by the way. And we can certainly talk more about that. We're entering this next 2 years with a real top end pro on unmanned systems, which makes obvious sense. But the really, was the redesignation of the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And this was an announcement that was made back in May by Secretary Wilson, Heather Wilson, the former Secretary of the Air Force, and Secretary at the time. And they changed the designation from the 319th Air Base Wing. Now that, you know, what's an air base wing? People kind of wonder, well, an air base wing is a wing, of the, you know, an air base that's a wing of the United States Air Force. And, but they redesignated it effective on Friday. It's the 319th Reconnaissance Wing. In other words, now it's got a very specific name, a very specific mission. It aligns with the Air Force Base's host wing, which is in the 69th Reconnaissance Group, which is currently, you know, up until then operating the RQ-4 Global Hawk, still does, of course. But now we're the wing. Now Grand Force is the reconnaissance wing that has the flying mission of the RQ-4 Global Hawk, the Global Hawk mission. It's the headquarters of the Global Hawk mission. So everything's aligned now under this reconnaissance wing. And the unit was activated, and it's very, very cool. Just for those that may not know all that, it's another version of the swamp. Even the Department of Defense has plenty of bureaucracy and tradition, and a lot of it's rich, and some of it maybe needs to be modernized, and we're going to work on that through our Defense Authorization Act that we passed the other day. But the designation of the 319th as a reconnaissance wing. And then, of course, the consolidation of, here's what really gets down to it, Scott, the chain of command, okay? So the Global Hawk at Grand Forks, in that chain of command, that, what it really does is it demonstrates a major investment by the Air Force in the mission of the Global Hawk. And, of course, alignment with the community of Grand Forks. So the 319th now is responsible for increasingly vital unmanned aerial system reconnaissance missions. And it's a real vote of confidence in Grand Forks Air Force Base and the community, of course, that supports the operation. So it's a streamlining of the reporting channels and just an elevation of the importance, the recognized importance of Grand Forks. It was all good news. It was a big day and properly and appropriately covered by the Grand Forks media.
Texter says, would you tell Senator Kramer an air base wing means they have no aircraft? They don't have a flying mission. Is that accurate?
Well, it kind of does. So, and this is why parsing the words is important. They might have an aircraft or two there, but it's not, they're not a flying mission. This aligns the flying mission with the chain of command. And so they may not have right away, they probably won't have a lot of personnel. You're not going to start seeing fighter jets over Grand Forks, anything like that, or big bombers or tankers over Grand Forks. But yes, that's technically accurate. But the reason I sort of glossed over it is because it, to a lot of people, it's sort of a, what's the word I do? Just sort of a nebulous understanding, whereas this is very specific. And that's what I mean by it gives the mission purpose by aligning the leadership, if you will, of the Global Hawk mission along with, of course, the reconnaissance wing. Reconnaissance being, you know, intelligence, surveillance, that whole reconnaissance thing that UAV.
Well, in today's world, with the threats we face, wow, talk about a relevant mission. That is in a strengthening position for the air-based assets, for sure. Thanks for spending your 4th of July with us. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. And more of our conversation with Senator Kevin Kramer coming up right around the corner. Talk Radio Town Hall today. Next hour, Trooper Talk on the program, all for your 4th of July listening pleasure. Speaking of Trooper Talk, one of the things they tell you over and over and over again, if they were allowed to do it, and they do every time they're here, is to buckle up. And when you think of folks in law enforcement, that come upon accidents for a living. That's their job, right? Respond to an accident. Something's happened. Okay, you go. And to see what they see, which could be some very bad stuff, including fatalities from car accidents, and know that when those individuals are buckled up, there's a lot better chance they're in an ambulance and going to the hospital to be mended up, or, maybe they're... walking away from it versus somebody that's not wearing a seatbelt that is ejected from the car and is, unfortunately, a casualty, a fatality, a number. So remember that as you cruise around on July 4th, Independence Holiday weekend, wherever you're going, that they want you to buckle up for a reason. Our broadcast today are brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years. Here's how they help people. They help you save money the first time. by doing it right the first time. That's right. And now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lowering your owning and operating costs. Ask them about the Link service. They have the franchise at H.H. Thompson & Sons. They didn't like the old model in the industry. The old model was providing you services in billing hours for repairs instead of being paid for making your equipment run more efficiently, run more reliably, last longer. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. You can call them at 701-223-3393, 701-223-3393, or they're online at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. And you know what? A word about this. A lot of our listeners on What's On Your Mind go out of their way to patronize businesses that sponsor What's On Your Mind because they really enjoy the program. That means a lot to us. So any commercial, any advertisement, anything you hear us talking about on the program, we really appreciate you patronizing those businesses. Helps you, helps us. Thanks very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Around you is buffalo-like. What the heck does it mean to be buffalo-like, Scott? Well, the buffalo, I'm sure you know this, but they run into the storm. All right? Most of us run away from the storm. They run into the storm. Who else runs into the storm? First responders. If there is, a 911 call and someone, has a gun, holding somebody hostage, whatever it is, they're going to go there, go into the storm. Right? What do firefighters do? Same thing. So many people do. They go into the storm. It's sort of the North Dakota spirit. Our friends at Oasis Petroleum have that same Be the Buffalo spirit, and they want to recognize that North Dakota has it better than anywhere else. So wherever you live, whatever you do, keep an eye out for anybody that's got that buffalo spirit that deserves some recognition. And once a month, we're going to celebrate some lucky recipient of the Beat the Buffalo Award. It'll be great fun. So help us do that. Nominate somebody simply with a phone call, just a little bit of information and some contact information, and we'll do the rest. That's at 855-200-1776, extension 6. The Beat the Buffalo Hotline from Oasis Petroleum. Back to What's on Your Mind. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer and the weekly talk radio town hall. Just finish this point on the Air Force Base, and then we can move on to some other things that are, that are happening. But to me, if you look at, you know, what is happening at the Hooligans mission, it's not F-16s, okay, but it is you know, very integral work towards the Predator and what it's doing around the country, top secret work. Global Hawk at Grand Forks Air Force Base, right? And Minot now with the, obviously the you know, the nuclear you know, triad that it has, and also the you know, the mission that they have with all the missiles. I mean, are we not as well positioned with North Dakota assets helping this war on terror than we've ever been?
I totally agree, Scott. I think we're positioned for the war fighting of the times in the future. The you know, the Grand Force now having a formal designation for a flying mission, to the texter's earlier point, the redesignation and the streamlining of the reporting channels, aligning the reconnaissance group directly under the host wing, which now is at Grand Forks. This is all significant for Grand Forks as it relates to the flying. By the way, I might also add that there's always the talk of the Arctic mission, and if you look at our current adversaries and the type of aircraft we have, the Global Hawk being a, you know, aircraft that can fly over 30 hours, the Arctic mission, in fact, I got some specific language in the National Defense Authorization Act that we passed last Thursday, specific to a reporting by the Air Force on the northern tier bases, including Grand Forks and Minot and Fargo National Guard, as it relates to the future of the Arctic mission. You are right on point. And I would add to that, so you talked about Global Hawk and Grand Forks, you talked about the Predator in Fargo, and I talked about the ICBMs, the Minuteman missiles, and the B-52 bombers in Minot. Just imagine what's going on in Iran. They sat down in our Q4, Block 40 Global Hawk, right? And it wasn't one of ours, being Grand Forces, but it was nonetheless the same aircraft. Four B-52 bombers headed to Iran recently in response to their more aggressive stands. Obviously, we have weapon systems and expertise. And by the way, let's add academic and cultural as well as intellectual assets at the University of North Dakota. And it was interesting the other morning as Chris and I woke up Friday morning in Grand Forks, and before we headed out to the base for the ceremony, the University of North Dakota Aerospace Board was meeting in the hotel, so I was able to say hi to a number of those folks. And one of the things, of course, we got in Friday's or Thursday's National Defense Authorization Act was the designation of a Space Force. And North Dakota has the Cavalier Space Station, which is a radar station that's owned and operated by the Air Force that monitors space junk, if you will, and incoming space systems in over the Arctic. So we've just got a lot of the assets, Scott, that are important to both the history, but also the future. More importantly, the future of war fighting.
Texter says, what you are forgetting is that Senator Conrad and Dorgan were the ones to get Grand Forks taken off the closure list. I'm not sure that you're making this a partisan issue, but this person is. I mean, there was a time when there was obviously flying missions and missiles, right, at Grand Forks as well as Minot, and and you know, there was battles and, you know, fights to keep Grand Forks off the closures list, for sure. But really, we were kind of dying a slow death. Well, I mean, look, Grand Forks for 18 years, and it was just sad to see the numbers be depleted and the missions be depleted, and it was just a slow bleed is what I would call it. I mean, that's completely reversed itself now, hasn't it?
Well, a couple of things I would say about that. You're exactly right, Scott. You were there through the tough years. hey, I came into Congress, what, 6.5 years ago, and it was tough already for Grand Forks. It was uncertain. They didn't have, again, back to the first Texas point, they did not have a flying mission. What happened the other day on Friday was the most significant thing to happen to Grand Forks Air Force Base in 25 years. Now, I want to go back to since, Commander Spencer, Colonel Spencer, and prior to him, of course, Commander Rod Lewis, who's now a general working in the Pentagon. These guys saw that vision. The Air Force saw the vision. John Holden, frankly, saw the vision of the importance of unmanned systems to our culture. And Grand Forks was a pretty, it was always important. I just don't think it was very well understood how important it was. But it was, it was sort of tense for a long time when I first got into Congress. And the new designation, the advent of UAS, the promotion of it, not supposed to be advent, but the promotion of it, the extended use lease at the base for, again, I give Senator Holman and particularly in Governor Dalrymple a lot of credit for fostering that and shepherding that. And I was honored to be able to be part of it in the House as we worked through that system, that process with the Pentagon. These are the things that are making Grand Forks, not just safety Grand Forks, keeping it off of a list, but making it not just relevant, but dynamic again. And I think the speech the other day, by the general that was there, the head of the 25th Air Force, that oversaw the ceremonies, she made it abundantly clear in some of her own words, and I would encourage people to go back and read the transcript of her words about the importance, future importance of this base, and that future is always important. So, we lost the bombers, and we lost the missiles, we lost the tankers, and the big flying missions at Grand Forks. It was, it was a slow death. Maybe not even all that slow, quite honestly, Scott. They were hanging on. But I also want to really stress the importance of the Chamber of Commerce, the Military Affairs Committee, the BRIC Committee, the leadership in Grand Forks, the community itself, just for its embracing of that base and the people in that of that base. Not every place is as welcoming to the military as North Dakota is, and not every community has worked as hard at it as Grand Forks has. And military bases don't exist for the benefit of the local community, but how the local community embraces that is a tremendous tribute to the community and its tremendous contribution to the defense of our country and the freedom around the world. So I think the local leadership in Grand Forks deserves a lot of credit, including Mayor Brown.
All right, great recap on that momentous event. And, it just didn't get a lot of media attention. So, I think that's important for folks to realize what's here. We can't thank those patriots enough. It is really very, very important in our overall national defense what they're doing. And I'm glad it gets the recognition it does from Senator Kramer and Senator Hovind and Congressman Armstrong as well. Start important, and it's a constant battle because every other district wants it. More with Senator Kramer next.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Not only are they a great, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands will flock to Washington's National Mall today for 4th of July celebrations. The National Independence Day Parade will roll down Constitution Avenue starting at noon Eastern. The President will address the nation from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial this evening. And an annual Capitol 4th concert will be carried live on PBS with fireworks shortly after 9 Eastern. No holiday for the Democrats campaigning for the White House. Among them, Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday speaking about, among other things, trade, including with China.
We're in a competition with China. We need to get tough with China. But there are serious challenges for us. In some areas, they're a real threat. But look, every single step this president has taken in dealing with China has exacerbated the challenge, has made it worse.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 4th of July, Independence Holiday Weekend. What do you think of? A lot of barbecuing going on. That's right. And Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats is barbecue headquarters. That's right. All summer long, swing on in to Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. They're on South Washington, right by Runnings and Dan's Supermarket, same side of the road. And they have North Dakota raised, ready for the grill burger patties waiting for you. Wagyu and Angus. They're the only store that carries North Dakota raised Wagyu beef, and then has that intense marbling that people rave about the taste that brings to a burger. Ooh, it's good. All of their burgers are North Dakota raised. Same with the jerky. They have great beer brats, cheddar brats, homemade summer sausage, meat sticks, the works. If you tell them Scott sent you, they'll give you a discount. That's right. Say, hey, I heard Scott, Todd, and the crew, What's on Your Mind, talking about Schweitzer's, and they'll say, well, you get a discount. 625 South Washington, Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Back with more of the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer today. Let's see here. Let me go to a question from a texter. This is from Adam. Adam says, two-part question for Senator Cramer. Are you familiar with geoengineering? And if so, does Congress have any plans to outlaw the practice before it irrevocably alters the climate system? I think the UN already has plans to do so.
I guess I'm familiar with it. First of all, Adam, I think you said texted it. So, just for folks, geoengineering is climate engineering, and it's not small things. It's referring to sort of these large, I think they call large scale efforts to re-engineer the climate, if you will. And the goals are basically to deal with or to try to minimize the effects or reduce the effects of climate change, at least somewhat temporarily. And there's some concern about it, and I get the sense that Adam's one of the people concerned. So just as an example, one of the technologies that they talk about, maybe one that we're maybe a little more familiar with, carbon dioxide removal, and that's, if it comes up with systems that sort of suck carbon out of the atmosphere on a massive scale. So you need, whether it's planting things that do that or mechanical methods, feeding the ocean, I think is one of the things that they've talked about. But there's even like earth radiation management that readjust or reflect radiation back into space, solar radiation management, solar radiation management reflects sunlight back into space, and you need like orbiting mirrors and things like that. Now, his question is: Do we have any plans as Congress to outlaw it? And the reason he's probably asking that is there are concerns that do you really mess with Mother Earth this way? Do you really take this creation and try to do something so large scale that might have a detrimental effect in the long run, while it might have some short-term benefits? I don't know of any bills or legislation to do that right now, and I'm a little surprised to hear that the UN is considering doing that, because of my sense of the United Nations is, they'd be more likely to engage in it than they would be to oppose it. But I've not studied it very thoroughly, to be fair, but I'm somewhat familiar with it, and you've just learned everything I know about it, probably.
Did you hear anything during President Trump's whirlwind trip, Japan, the G20, then over to South Korea and North Korea, that is, you believe, worthy of this absolute meltdown that the left, the Democrats, the liberals, the mainstream media are having?
Well, I don't even listen to the left and the mainstream media anymore, because meltdown is what they're always all about, and there's nothing that Donald Trump could do or say that they wouldn't criticize roundly. Just as an example, let's just go just prior to the trip, and the fact that he chose not to strike Iran. All of the people who are opposed to striking Iran with anything military criticized him for not doing it soon enough, or for appearing weak because he didn't strike Iran. I mean, their heads are spinning with conflict, and what is it we're supposed to be for and against? Because whatever he does, they have to be against, and it sometimes takes them a while to catch up to that, because they're driven by their hatred for him. That's so obvious. I mean, you know, I've noticed that a couple of the presidential candidates almost breathless in trying to figure out whether or not they're supposed to be for or against him talking to Kim Jong-un, for example. On the one hand, they want a peaceful resolution to the Korean Peninsula and denuclearization of North Korea. On the other hand, they don't want him talking to dictators because somehow it means America's position in the world. And they just, again, they go back and forth talking on both sides of their mouth at the same time, running out of breath. Their heads are spinning, trying to decide, you know, what side to be on. He got President Xi re-engaged, obviously, in trade discussions with China without giving up a thing. He could have done what every other president before him's done, and that is talk tough for a while, cage or whatever they want to do, call it a deal, good, bad, or otherwise, and have favorable stock market response for a couple of days and say, look what a good boy I am. And then instead, he holds his feet to the fire, doesn't cave, gets him, calls his bluff, brings him back to the negotiating table, had what appears to have been a very successful meeting with President Xi. And instead of celebrating that and appreciating that, the left just has to criticize it. And they have to wait for him to do it before they criticize it, because they have to wait for him to do or say something so that they can decide which side they're on, which has to be the side he's not on. And it's a travesty to watch, obviously, but grateful for his leadership.
Take a call here, and we'll come back to that topic after this, but go ahead and roll that call, Todd or Kevin, whoever's got it.
I'd like the opinion of Kramer, Hovind, and Armstrong on the bogus report released Friday by USDA that's trashed corn 40 cents in 2 days, and they're going to readdress it maybe 6 weeks from now. This needs to be today. Thank you.
All right. Senator Kramer?
So I guess I only caught about every other word there for a while, but I think he's talking about a USDA corn, must have been a corn forecast or something on Friday that brought, he said he crashed corn prices. So I have to see the report. I don't recall it from Friday what they were reporting, but maybe it was some rosy forecast for corn acres or corn yields or something. I don't know. I'd have to get more information. Maybe we'll learn something before we're done here.
All right, let's go to Dale on the road. Dale, you're next for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just, my theory on why the left, or the majority of the left, is fighting President Trump so bad, the majority of these people are globalists. They are out to destroy the United States. That's my opinion. Thank you.
So he makes a really important point, Scott, that I do think is worthy of discussion, and that is, do these people even like the United States of America? Because it seems that many of the things they aspire to aren't American, not the least of which is socialism, by the way. Socialism, the thing that has brought down more countries, the economic model that is Venezuela. I mean, what more do we want? I also find interesting these globalists, on the one hand, they despise Donald Trump for talking to Kim Jong-un, to negotiating with a terrorist, to welcoming discussions with Iran. And then on the other hand, they want normalized relations with Cuba. Now, how do you have those two positions? How can you talk, those two positions when one dictator is somehow different than another dictator? And they aren't all the same. I don't want to oversimplify it either. But this is what I mean by they're confused by what position to even take. But the fact that they don't want a border, that means unbelievable. The abolishment of ICE, for example. This is one of the big issues between the two bills, the House bill and the Senate bill that we passed last week. And thankfully, finally, House Democrats, moderate House Democrats, stood up to Nancy Pelosi and said, enough of it is enough. Ocasio-Cortez is not the Speaker of the House, and we're not going to take it anymore. We're voting with the Republicans in the Senate, and we want to pass a bill that provides the humanitarian crisis some assistance at our border. Not denying that it exists, but this was another classic example of where Democrats tried to be on both sides of that issue for a couple of months, pretending that there wasn't a humanitarian crisis, saying it was manufactured, it was fake, it's exaggerated. There's nothing wrong at the border. We should just have wide open borders. These kids would be better off, you know, if they weren't in American custody or something. Crazy, crazy, crazy talk. And then when they get a chance to vote on something, they, instead of voting for aid, they vote to defund ICE and take away much of ICE's authority and flexibility. But fortunately for us, some moderate Democrats stood up to Nancy Pelosi in the last week and said, nope, we need this aid at the border now. And these children are more important than our political agenda.
Yeah, and is it accurate that the quote-unquote cages or the, you know, detention systems for children and all of that were implemented during the Obama years?
Oh, yeah, they were. That's all. A lot of that was fiscal year 2015, including the policies. Including the policies that attract them. So yeah, and that separate when these quote cages, as they call them. And I just hate when they refer to these things as cages that were approved under Obama. Yes, they are chain link fence. Yes, they do create border, if you will, to keep children safe and to keep them from direct interaction with other adult people. Now that's something we normally applaud in this country when we protect children. There was just a recent case that was identified of a 6-month-old child that was purchased for $85,000 from a family in Central America to be a prop to come here. So the cages are not to keep children in, it's to protect children, and they're not cages, they're chain link fence facilities. And the money that we provided now with this bill will go to help have much better facilities and better care.
One more segment to go. Questions or comments for Senator Kramer, welcome. We're going to answer your questions that have come in about the border and the update on how that's going next when we come back.
More of the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up, and I want you to know this, that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you have a question and or a comment, you can call 855-200-1776, okay? 855-200-1776. Say, for instance, you hear something in the news and you want to know, what does Senator Kramer think about that? I want to ask him about that. You call that very minute. It could be on a Saturday afternoon. We'll use it for the next Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kramer, or if it's for Senator Hovind or Congressman Armstrong, anybody. So remember that. Anything you want us to know, maybe you're saying, why aren't you reporting about this? I want to make sure people know about this. Whatever it is, that's what that's for, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So use it, 855-200-1776. You can also email me anytime you like. It's the email would be scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com. Todd gets the KFYR at iHeartMedia, text as well, emails as well, so that's KFYR@iHeartMedia.com. So, another way to go. And you can also text us, 701-226-8503 for Todd, or 701-367-2054 for me. Not just during the show, but anytime. We appreciate you listening, and we want to get you answers. We want to know what's on your mind. So those are ways to let us know. More after this.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
mineral owners, do you know if you're being paid correctly? With Mineral Tracker, you can be sure. Mineral Tracker is an online app that gives North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to make sure their monthly checks are correct. When you activate your free account, that's right, I said free, you get access to the Mineral Tracker map. This shows you your wells, all other wells and their laterals in North Dakota, plus all permitted wells and rigs. Head to MineralTracker.com today to get your free account.
Generous, generous Jerry, keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Find them in Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wapentin. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks, Bemidji and Park Rapids in Minnesota. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Back to What's On Your Mind. Friday, when we were on the program, Kevin, before the Talk Radio Town Hall Hour, we did a little contest. We asked somebody that is committed to not voting for Trump, in other words, already against Trump, to talk about what they see in the way of a positive, what attracts them to any of the other Democratic candidates. And we offered to give away My Pillows for anybody that came along and just had a conversation with us. We didn't want to argue with anybody or anything. We just want to kind of understand, well, who do you like, right? You don't like Trump, okay. Which one of these do you like and why? How many pillows do you think we gave away?
I'd like to say zero, but, you know, some people do anything for one of those pillows, and they ought to because they're great.
Not here. Zero. You know, we had a couple people kind of pander for the pillow. They were trying. Sure. They were saying, well, I'm going to vote for Trump. I like Trump, but, you know, here's what I like about this guy. This. No. It's got to be that. I mean, yeah, so I don't know. So next time you see the president, let him know his numbers are going up in North Dakota. So he's doing well. Speaking of which, he deputized you to do a deep dive, as he called it, you told us, on the situation with the Corps of Engineers. We get a lot of calls from listeners that, throughout the week saying, okay, how's that going? And hurry up. And I know how easy it is to hurry things up in the swamp, but what give us the latest.
Yeah, it's a good question, actually. So what we did do, and by the way, just so you know, the president did encourage me to do that, but we were already underway in doing that very thing, so it was great to have his backing on it. So we did request, here's what we requested. We requested all of the RFPs, requests for proposals and the requests for bids, on building the border wall, and then requested all of the, you know, the awards and how, you know, whys and whatnot. What we ended up, and we did get, what we got back was the summary of each of those requests, a summary of the outcomes without the raw data. So in other words, we got the agency, the Corps of Engineers spin on it, if you will. And I shouldn't even just call it spin, but their rationale for why they chose a particular company to build a particular part of the wall. And that's not what I asked for. As you know, I asked for the specifics. I said, no, I want. And so we've gone back to them and said, thank you very much, but we need more. We want the raw data. I want to see what the request was for and what each of the bidders proposed and, you know, who got the award, and then perhaps the why becomes important. And so we're still waiting. We're still pushing, asking for more specific detail on it. But even the summaries give us some indication. I mean, for example, there was one recent project awarded for 21, I think about like 21 million or 21 and a half million dollars per mile. It was not quite a sole source, but practically a sole source deal. One of these 43-mile, you know, emergency deals. And where they were able to do an expedited process, and they oftentimes use an expedited process, which allows them to sort of avoid some of the other checks and balances, if you will, of price and whatnot. And so inadequate numbers, inadequate information, good to as far as it went, but we need more. So that's where we are, and we're kind of in the middle of it, pushing hard now for more information.
Tommy Fisher told us last week that there was a new round of bids, $5 billion, and they were left off the preferred vendor list, even though they're on another preferred vendor list, left off the one this time because their plan was to do things more efficiently and get ahead of the game a little bit, if you will, to be quicker in putting in the wall. So he said, essentially, you know, we're too fast for them. They didn't like our efficiency, so they bounced us. I mean, people hear that and they want to lose their mind. You know, like what is going on with our bureaucracy here? Is the procurement, is that just a procurement thing? Is that a vendetta against Fisher? What would you say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I need to research it more. I am familiar with the circumstance and situation. We've looked at some other claims similar to that, and there's oftentimes another issue or two that's in the mix that we don't hear about initially. But, yeah, I think a lot of it is exactly that. I think a lot of it is too good to be true. Scott, what I see from the bureaucracy and the Corps of Engineers is just one of many that I see it. The cost of things is more. The tolerance of long timing is more. The silos that they do things in is I think restrictive. Their tolerance for time is probably one of the greatest frustrations to me. I'm just going to give you one example, and there may be local people listening that could be offended by this. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever told you this story on the air, but my office in Bismarck is going to be the same office that has been for the last 6 years. The very same office, corner suite, third floor, up in the federal building. I had to move out after the election to move back in, or I had to move out right after the election to move back in after I get sworn in. I haven't been able to move back in yet, and it's July. The same building, the same office space, Scott, because the General Services Agency and the Sergeant at Arms of the Senate, they do one thing at a time, and they don't even plan for the next thing till the one thing is done. And it's that is the
one. Can we fix that?
I'm going to spend my career doing everything I can to do it. I'm calling myself the bureaucrat buster. I've had it.
Yeah, there you go. Fix it. All right, I love it. We'll see you next week. Actually, we won't.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. My Patriot Supply.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.